Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you have brought us back to yourself, back to our origin, back to our right mind, because you've caused us a rebirth. You've given us new wineskins, made us new creations. And thank you. You put new wine into us every day, the life from above, so we can be everything you made us to be. On the earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. We're reading Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, but we'll do 1 and 2 and then 3 and 4.
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, and not on things that are on earth.
Hallelujah. Now, you're in this translation, and most of the translations, it says, if then you've been raised with Christ. And it sounds like a question mark. But if we know our word and we're building our life on the word, we see it's not a if as a question mark. It's actually a statement. If you've been raised with Christ, then, yeah, then you should. That's a reality. Then you should be setting your mind on things above. That's what it says. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says you have been raised together with Christ. Not only did you die with him to the sin, to the wrong things, to the spirit at work in this world, to all sin, death, anything that kept you separated from God was dealt with in the death and burial of Christ. And when Jesus was raised, you were raised to now come back into your origin, back into your true family, back into that story that the Father has from you from the beginning in Christ. So it's a statement. And so the TPT says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. That is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. He says, yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. So you, in Christ, you've been made a new creation, a new wineskin, and in Christ now you are there to tap in to all that which is in heaven for you, because that's the reality that needs to come to you, spirit, soul, and body, and then come to earth. Okay, verses 3 and 4.
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Hallelujah. You see, because you died, you couldn't partake of the resurrection if you didn't partake of the death. But he died for you. He died for all mankind. We just have come to understand it now. And we appreciate that he's dealt with all darkness, everything that separated us from the reality of the beauty that heaven holds for us, the true family, the true life, the true purpose. And and now our life is hidden with Christ in God. So he never went halfway. He dealt with the sin so that we can have righteousness. And now we are co-heirs together with Jesus so that we can, unless he builds a house, we labor in vain. So he works in us now to will and to do, writing his laws on our hearts and on our minds. And this is why we see that the words of Jesus himself, as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And we see the love of the Father. He says, who will I send? And Jesus says, here I am, send me. Your will, O God, in the scroll of the book it is written for me. So his story, his will is for his story, for the unique purpose that God has for him, the family has for him. And this Jesus as accomplished by taking away our sin and restoring us back to the Father, and now working with the Lord, our labor is not in vain. So the other translation says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And we can see that is whenever Christ, who is your life, appears. Why do I say that? 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are transformed from one degree of glory to the next. So this is a living reality once we've woken up to the great love, the great plan, and the will of God. And this is what's happening in our lives. He's right morning by morning. He's opening up his truth to us, and then he's bringing about his plan in our lives to bring about our story here on earth, to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So each and every one of us play a part in this glory, in the splendor of what's been made available in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.